Blog Talk Radio.
And we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And today we will be taking callers as usual here on Psychic Talk Radio. Each caller will be brought on one at a time. As we bring you on, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Each caller only receives one question per call or per show. So what we're going to do here is we're going to get to you momentarily. As a brief announcement, there is a couple. We have not had a show in a good long while. This has been due to unforeseen circumstances and where I've had a lot of caseload to take care of. So we will be trying to get back to regular show times and everything, and this is going to try and be the first show to get back into the swing of things. Anyways, our first caller for the evening is 956. Hello, caller, you're live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I'm from Texas. I just wanted to ask that why is it every time I meet somebody new, everything is okay for a little while, and then it just stops?
Okay, Jennifer. Okay, give me one moment to try and tune into this energy for you and see what's going on. All right, Jennifer, what I'm feeling here is there's two reasons here why this is happening in your life, okay? One, I'm feeling that the quality of people that have been coming in and out of your life is not necessarily the best of people to have around. The quality is pretty low, okay? And for some reason, it feels to me as if you have a problem not only, you know, maintaining relationships with people when they do come into being a part of your life, but you also have problems getting quality people as a part of your life. Now, the cause for this seems to be, one, the environment in which I believe you have been surrounded by in your life. You have been surrounded by obstacle after obstacle, and there's been a lot of fear of not being able to succeed. Sometimes it is what we project in thought that we manifest in reality, okay? So I want you to try and improve your environment a little bit. And remember, if someone is not serving a positive purpose in your life, it is time to let them go a lot quicker, okay? The second reason is that I feel there has been an energy signature going on here around you, and this energy signature has been projected to you, okay? What this could mean is someone else's has maybe put negative energy or thought towards your life, and that could have created a blockage. Let me ask you, have you tried to do anything to clear this energy out?
Yes.
Okay. Have you tried sage or any of the normal conventional means?
Not sage, but I have contacted other psychics that say they will help me, but they really don't.
Okay, right. Well, what you need to do then is you need to try and just go ahead and reach out to me through my website. I'm always here, okay? My website is howpsychic.com. I would be more than happy to take you a little bit farther with this, but this is going to be a very special case, as you may already be very aware of, okay? And I will give you a free private consultation. It won't be a very long one, but I will give you a free private consultation, and then we can see where you're at, and maybe I can help you with this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, our next caller for today is going to be caller by area code 720. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, I'm Azaline. I'm calling from Colorado.
Yes, and how can I help
you? I was wondering if anything happened with a guy named Garrett Chrysler, or like what you feel on him.
Okay.
Because I can't read him.
All right. The first thing that I'm picking up on with this man for you is that this man is, you know, very elusive in life, okay? This person seems to go from one situation to the next very fluidically, okay? I also feel that this person is a very closed-off human being, doesn't like to open up too much. They will talk, but mostly what they talk about is other people or situations that don't really matter. Okay. I have a feeling that he has this attraction towards you, but I also feel that he always runs away from the people that seem to be most positive for him. Okay. An aspect, what I'm feeling here is that you will have further communication with him. And this communication should come in by the end of this week. We're actually looking at Friday on this one. Now, my best advice to you would be to handle this as you go along, to remember to draw the line in the sand. If you're not, you know, getting what you expect from him, and you've made it clear to him that, you know, he's not making the proper actions to, you know, put in as much effort as you have to the relationship dynamic, then I feel that there is a point where you might have to draw that line with him, and you might have to go ahead and open yourself up to other possibilities that might be out there. My feeling psychically on this is that there is still a chance between you, okay, but that you do need to learn where to draw the line on this.
I don't understand what you mean by draw the line.
Well, what I mean here is I mean that when, you know, you're supposed to have a relationship, okay, and you're putting in more effort than the other individual, okay, you've got to learn when to cut it off. One of my advices and for people in your situation is not to allow yourself to be put on hold. Don't put yourself on hold for anyone else who's not willing to put themselves on hold for you, okay? And if he's not putting in the effort, you tell him, look, you know, either you put in the effort as much as I'm doing it, if this is what you want, or you let me know either way, and then we can be done with it. And that's what I mean by drawing the line. You have to stand your ground.
Is he a very lustful guy? Like, I mean, all guys are, like, lustful, but is he, like, over the line?
Okay. Well, I don't necessarily feel, okay, that he's a very lustful guy, but I do feel that he goes from one situation to the next trying to leech emotionally off of others. And what I mean by this is that he's always looking for whatever he can get out of people, and then he moves on to the next person.
Okay, that
so
makes
this
sense.
Is where I'm also trying to tell you to be cautious.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, thank you.
All right, have a great day.
You too. All right, we're going to move it right along now to our next customer of the evening. And just give me one moment here to try and bring you on. All right, this looks like Karen. Okay. Hello, Karen. You are online. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Karen in Colorado. And
okay.
My question, yes, I was wondering if I have a message from the other side, in particular my husband.
Okay. Give me one moment here to try and tune in for you, and I will see what I can receive. And may I have your husband's first name, please?
Rodney.
Rodney, okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and state this. This is what I'm picking up on here, okay? I feel that Rodney is definitely on the other side, but I'm feeling that Rodney's at a distance. Was he always distant at the end? Because it looks like at the end there was problems. There were problems between you.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Because Rodney's over here, and from what I'm picking up on, I have a male figure on the other side, okay? And this male figure, they're trying to apologize for something, okay? All I keep hearing is really tears in the eyes and that they're sorry, okay? Mm. May not be picking up on your husband. I may be picking up on someone else. Do you have any other figures that are on the other side that you may have been very close to but had distance with or before they passed?
Sure.
Okay. Let me see here. This feels like I said, a male figure. I just can't pinpoint who it might be. Do you? Who do you think it may be here?
It's probably somebody else I was close to years ago.
Okay.
I basically was wanting, you know, just a little bit of insight into what's going on, you know, currently.
Okay. Well, with your husband, unfortunately, I'm not able to connect with him right now. Mm-hmm. What I can tell you is I'm going to go ahead just because of that. I'm going to see what I can tell you psychically, okay?
Okay.
And we'll see where you might be able to get a little help here. Okay, the first thing I'm feeling here as I'm tuning in a little bit more psychically speaking is that there are troubles within the financial career path right now, okay? And I feel that you're being pressed because you're about to lose something. Okay, and I feel that you will have a saving grace in this aspect. I feel like there is a miracle that's about to unfold around you and as a part of your life, and this is going to help you get through what you need to get through right now, okay? And then I'm also getting that there was, you know, this is, as I've tuned in a little bit more psychically here, I'm getting some kind of inheritance or something that was owed to you that has not been given to you, and there was a lot of stipulation over it. There was a lot of problems surrounding it.
Okay.
As I'm tuned in, I feel that this has been an ongoing problem for quite some time now, and what I mean by that is at least a few years, okay? I feel that you will be able to receive this. I feel that it will come out in your favor, but sometimes karma has to take its toll on the people that are, you know, being malicious in this in order for anything to change for the better.
Okay.
Okay. And then I also feel here that you have some gifts yourself, okay? It's not necessarily always the easiest for us to read ourselves or to read for ourselves. But I do feel like you have some gifts yourself, and I feel that, you know, it's not so much of a matter of trust for you as it is getting the confirmation, okay? And, you know, I've got God over here, and God's kind of saying, you know, right now I've got to confirm for her that everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I, you know, I have something that I've been working on that has been for a long time.
You're breaking up there. I couldn't hear you.
There's stuff that I've been trying to sell for a long time. I may have an opportunity to sell coming up. plus a new business. A new business venture.
Okay. Well, it does look to me, okay, like the ventures that you're going into will succeed for you, okay? Was there a delay that recently occurred? Because I'm feeling like things kept on getting delayed.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. It was supposed, some of these things were supposed to have happened in June, and it just seems like one delay after another.
Well, let me tell you and reassure you right now that I don't feel any more real delays are going to come up, okay? I feel that you're going to be able to overcome this, and I feel that you're going to be able to move forward finally, okay? What kind of energy work have you been doing to try and clear away any more future obstacles?
Well, just really watching my thought patterns and also meditation.
Okay, okay, positive. So manifestation through thought and through perception, that's always good, okay? Try and continue to stay on that path, but you're definitely headed in the right direction. So I've got to thank you for calling in, and I'm going to move it right along to our next caller.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Once more, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We have some great specials going on the website. Please check them out. We have a special on the 10-minute, on the 30-minute, and also on the hour. So check that out at howpsychic.com. Our next caller for the evening is going to be with area code 111. We normally don't take these 1111 calls, but lately we've had some luck with them. So let's see here. Give me one moment. There we go. All right, 111, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right to your question.
Hi, my name is Maria. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. All right, Maria.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Yes, I had a question concerning career. You know, things are not well in my company, so I started looking for another position. And I wanted to see what you were picking up for me.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Well, as far as careers and jobs right now, I mean, it is very obvious that we are all going through some issues and some problems, and especially a shift of careers or paths in the work environments that we are trying to aspire for, you know. One thing that I feel here is if you're waiting on a call back from someone. Is that correct?
No. I mean, I'm just looking and applying at this point. There was one company, but they're just still looking for the person, so I moved on, and yeah, I'm still, because I don't know, you know, I don't know what's going to happen at the company where I'm at, you know, so.
Okay, okay. Well, my feeling here is that I'm seeing you receiving a callback, so it may be somewhere that you applied at and you just haven't heard yet from them. What I'm getting here is that the callback is going to be good. You're going to have a great job to look forward to. The downfall, however, is that we're not going to get this until about the 2nd to the 3rd of next month. So between the 2nd and the 3rd of next month, those 2 days are more auspicious, okay? Of course, we'd like something to come in sooner. You know, I give you blessings that maybe something does. Wish you the best with that. But the 2nd and the 3rd looks about the time that we're going to receive something good and positive. This looks like something that's going to pay you well, something that's not just going to cover the bills, but you'll be able to, you know, live more comfortably, as it were. Okay?
Right.
This is going to be something you've already applied with. However, don't let that stop you from looking for others. But my feeling is this is a place you have already applied with.
I have. Do you think I'll find something while I'm still employed?
Okay. Well, yes, I do. I do. And I don't feel that you're going to lose the employment before you can find something else. Now, remember, the 2nd and the 3rd of next month are not that far off. So my assumption would also be that, you know, you're still going to be employed by that time.
Right, right. Like I said, I think we have some more time, but, you know, nonetheless, you know, because I'm hoping it's a good company, because one of the things I want to do is go back to school. I haven't been able to, you know, afford to do so, but I'm hoping, you know, it's one of my dreams that I want come true as well. So I'm hoping with this new move, you know, I can do that.
And I understand that, and I feel that you will be able to accomplish this, okay? The move is going to be a little difficult because there will be a slight delay with your move, okay? But I don't think that it will be too long of a delay either.
Okay. So you think I'll be in the new job by September or October?
Let's see. Well, I feel that that will happen maybe even a little bit before that, but yes.
Okay, that helps because, I mean, I have applied for a few things. I've called back and, you know, left, like, at least 2 messages and a voicemail of the recruiting manager.
Right.
I haven't heard back. But, you know, I don't want to keep calling anymore and bugging them, so I'm hoping maybe it's one of those jobs, you know.
I understand. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to bring on our next caller here, and this is caller by area code 202. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question. Hello, caller by area code 202. You are live and on air.
Hi, how are you?
Doing
good
okay.
Evening.
Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
Yes, my name is Navoli, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C. And I think my main question is, I guess what's really on my mind is my relationship with my god sister. And it's what you see for that.
Okay, so I want you to specify that a little bit more for me here, okay? Because that's a generalized for me. What exactly is your question?
Well, my god sister, how do I put it? I don't know. She's been through a lot, and I think, you know, it affects, like, it affects things that just the way she is, and I'm wondering, is that ever going to, is her anger and her fear ever going to change, and
is it going to be conducive for
just the environment that we have?
Is this your aunt or your mom? I don't quite
No, this
have
is
an
my god sister. She's my friend, but we're very close friends, so I call her my god sister.
Okay, that's understandable. Okay. May I have her first name only, please?
Kittrell.
Okay. Give me one moment to try and tune in for that information for you. Okay. All right. Wow. You know, my first feeling here is, you know, out of all honesty, I really don't feel that's ever going to change completely. There's always going to be a seed of that within her, okay? And she will always have that kind of personality or trait to a degree. I do feel, however, that it will improve for the better, but I don't think it will go away completely, okay? There will be a time where you see her much more positive frame of mind, you know, much more optimistic, as it were, and that, you know, she will have certain aspects where she listens a little bit more to the wisdom that you can give her, just as you need to listen to what she has to say, Okay.
Yeah.
But remember, even with that improvement, you know, these problems with her are still a part of her core of being. Okay.
Yeah.
So they won't completely change or completely go away, but they will improve.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Good night. All right. Once more, before we go ahead and end today's show, we want to thank everyone for calling in and listening to today's show and asking your questions. Please don't forget to visit our website, which is howpsychic.com, for all of your private readings. That is howpsychic.com. We have a 10-minute special going on. I believe that's $10. We have a 30-minute special, and we have a one-hour reading special. These specials will end as of midnight tonight, Eastern Standard Time. That would be 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please go on there, make your payment. And if you've made a payment or you have tried to book an appointment through the website, you will be contacted within the next business day. Thank you. And we want to wish everyone today on the show namaste, love, life, and good night.